In just a minute, the news in rhyming verse. It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call. The number 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, though, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, we know times are tough for the financial big shots in New York City, with many of them facing both unemployment and multi-million dollar mortgages. Well, according to the website dealbreaker.com, there's an event in New York that gives some of them an opportunity to get their financial mojo back. What?
To get their financial mojo back. Can you give me a hint?
Well, call it, like, imagine 60 seconds with Leona Helmsley, 60 seconds with Georgette Mosbacher, and you work your way down the table.
It's a little gathering of people who each get a minute to talk.
Sort of like that.
Yeah.
Wait, is that like speed dating?
It is.
I see.
It's speed dating for rich women and hot young men. Are you a loaded lady or a hot guy in need of a loaded lady? Of course you are. You're a public radio listener.
Hasn't Leona Helmsley passed away?
Yes, she has, but...
But
frankly,
yeah.
I think that makes her more attractive in her case.
She improved with
that's
death.
That's horrible. Death becomes her. That's
it
awful.
Really does.
Took some of the edges off of her.
It's a speed dating service. It's called Pocket Change NYC. It promises to hook up male wannabe Anna Nicole Smiths with sugar mamas who have either $4 million or liquid assets or a $4 million divorce settlement or the last name Winfrey.
Bay, I said bay.
Did you hear about this? This is supposedly a new sort of sociological trend of older, wealthy women picking up young, hot guys.
I was not invited.
You weren't strange? I can't imagine why. They must have misplaced your address. Well, but these women are called cougars.
Cougars.
Oh, yeah.
Cougars
and bears.
Sure.
Yeah. Martha Ray did it. Joan Collins is a cougar.
Why are the women, older women who think that their money will get them younger, attractive sex objects, are called cougars, while men who do the same thing are
called
just called...
Republicans.
They're just called men, actually, in my view.
Yes.
No.
Cougar's a kind of cool animal.
Yeah, I mean, a cougar's not bad. I mean, a cougar stalks you. You don't stalk the cougar.
Right.
So
right.
It's empowering.
Yeah. That's true. All right, we'll go with
that. It's not like they're called prairie dogs.
Right.
Black-footed ferrets.
Yeah. Yes. Cougar, it's cool.
Kiri, a 14-year-old boy in the city of Łódź in Poland is in trouble. And all he did was invent a clever way of operating his train set with a remote control. The problem was the train set he was controlling. What was it?
The National Railroad?
Close. It was the Łódź Public Transit System. Authorities say that Adam Dabrowski, 14, a, quote, electronics genius, studied the Łódź trolley system, built himself a, quote, TV-style remote control, hacked into the control network, and started moving trolleys around. Various crashes and mishaps occurred, leading to some injuries. Nothing serious, thank goodness. The kid has been confined to a minimum security computerized jail operated by perfectly harmless robots, which authorities are confident that no one could ever sabotage.
This is Łódź?
Łódź. It looks like Lodz. You'd say Lodz, but you pronounce it Łódź.
Łódź, oh.
Łódź.
See, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, I learned something here today.
Yeah. The Polish Film Institute is in Łódź.
Oh.
Just knew that.
All right. Well,
I mean, it's not funny. It's just kind of interesting.
Oh, well, don't try to take a trolley there.
Let me have to say, no one got to work at the Film Institute last Wednesday, let me tell you.
I've been working on the railroad.